From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. It's Tuesday, February 3rd. Coming up, an allergy to red meat spread by tick bites affects nearly 500,000 Americans. We'll bring you that story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A Democrat running for Illinois' open U.S. Senate seat says she'll work for responsible policies on artificial intelligence. Oisey Bustos is an attorney and former nonprofit executive. She also served as aide for Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, who is retiring from the U.S. Senate. Speaking on the 21st show, Bustos says as AI advances, she wants to ensure the U.S. protects both the environment and jobs.
Some of these data centers and the amount of water that it's required, the amount of energy and emissions and weight on the planet, ensure that also this AI protects the right to privacy and information of people and children especially, and ensuring that AI isn't replacing human labor.
Bustos is a first-time political candidate and a first-generation Ghanaian-American. As the daughter of a diplomat, her childhood took her all over the world. Bustos is one of 10 seeking the Democratic Party's nomination for Illinois' open Senate seat. You can find full interviews with Bustos and many other Senate candidates at 21stshow.org. The primary election for Illinois' open Senate seat is on March 17th. An Instagram post by the Illini Republicans supporting ICE received major criticism last week. The post included a graphic, now removed, that appears to depict the killing of Alex Preddy by a federal agent, with the caption, quote, "Only traitors help invaders." Illinois Student Newsroom spoke with students about the post and their feelings on the matter. Junior Jack Hooker says the First Amendment can be tricky to navigate, but he feels the post is inflammatory.
It's advocating violence against civilians, children, nonviolent people who are just trying to live their lives. So I would say they should not really be allowed to post to advocate for that sort of violence.
The Instagram post received over 1,000 negative comments. University of Illinois officials said in a public statement that registered student organizations operate independently, and the university cannot discipline them for their viewpoints. But the post has been reported to the Title IX office. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has announced a partnership between the Illinois Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Amazon company Ring. The home security manufacturer supplied the AICADV with 1,000 Ring cameras that were distributed to domestic violence survivors across Illinois. Raoul cited the partnership as an important security measure that affords survivors of domestic violence peace of mind before opening the door.
Survivors of domestic violence deserve to feel secure, and my office is committed to helping them gain peace of mind and make sure that they are safe from their abuser.
ICADV CEO and President Kerry Boyd said the partnership is, quote, needed now more than ever. A report published by the Domestic Violence Coalition last year points to an increase in domestic violence homicides in Illinois, citing data that shows a 140% rise between 2022 and 2024. Governor J.B. Pritzker has pumped $5 million into a super PAC supporting Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton's bid for U.S. Senate. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Pritzker's cousin Jennifer Pritzker also contributed a little over $1 million to the PAC. Stratton and U.S. Reps Raja Krishnamoorthy and Robin Kelly have emerged as frontrunners in a crowded Democratic primary for retiring Senator Dick Durbin's seat. While Stratton was the first to jump in the race, she's fallen behind Krishnamoorthy in fundraising, despite the billionaire governor's backing. According to federal campaign finance reports, Stratton ended last year with $1.1 million in cash on hand. Meanwhile, Krishnamoorthy's war chest had $15 million on hand. And Kelly ended the year with a cash on hand total of nearly $1.6 million. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Still to come, an allergy to red meat spread by tick bites affects nearly 500,000 Americans. That story's coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of flurries and a high of 29 degrees, with a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 12 degrees, northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 24 degrees and a north wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 10 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, African Americans were long excluded from advertising. One of the key figures in changing that was Tom Burrell of Chicago, who, starting in the 1970s, made advertising with black people for black people. We'll talk with his biographer, Illinois advertising scholar Jason P. Chambers. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. There's an emerging allergy to red meat that you may have heard of, alpha-gal. The syndrome, which is spread by tick bites, affects nearly 500,000 Americans, according to federal data. For farmers who are in close contact with livestock every day, the allergy can be especially challenging. Harvest Public Media contributor Rebecca Smith reports on how alpha-gal syndrome is disrupting their lives and livelihoods.
It's a bright, crisp morning on the Lovelake Iris farm outside Macon in northern Missouri. Owner Sharon Pennington is standing in the barn where she's raised countless orphan calves and nurse cows over the years. But now, for the first time, the barn sits empty.
One cow calved and she had too much milk, so I was milking her and around all that fluid and just wondering, why in the world am I going to pass out or die? I don't know what's going on with me.
Pennington was repeatedly experiencing anaphylaxis, a severe full-body allergic reaction. And after many months of fear and confusion, she was diagnosed in the summer of 2025 with alpha-gal, an allergy to mammalian products such as red meat and dairy that comes from the bite of a Lone Star tick. But for her, these anaphylactic reactions weren't just from eating mammalian-based foods. It was also from handling her cattle, coming into contact with their bodily fluids, and even being exposed to airborne allergens.
So I was having all these nuclear bombs going off in my body, thinking I need to make sure my will's lined out. I don't know what's wrong with me. And we have a lot of things going on the farm. I don't have time for this.
It's not yet clear if such a severe reaction is alpha-gal or immune hyperreactivity triggered by the allergy.
Probably the short answer is we don't know.
Dr. Scott Cummins is an allergist at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's also one of the leading alpha-gal researchers in the country.
There's not great data. Patients are saying one thing and giving us reports of symptoms and reactions.
Those symptoms can include full-body hives, trouble breathing, irritated eyes, and even heart issues. There are some options for treatment, including medication, but it can cost thousands of dollars a month. Plus, Cummins says, many farmers simply don't have time to go through the process of getting to a specialist.
Many of them can carry on doing their job, right, and can keep the farm. But there definitely are people who are affected and really struggle because they may not have the resources to, like, bring in an extra set of hands.
At the University of Nebraska, researcher Sean Cross has just completed a first-of-its-kind survey of farmers and ranchers with alpha-gal. More than 200 farmers from 28 states responded, the majority from Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, where the Lone Star tick is common.
69% of the respondents said that they had to modify work tasks associated to farming and ranching due to the diagnosis.
And 78% reported that their diagnosis has caused them to feel distressed and worry about the productivity of their farm or ranch.
The idea of, like, a person shuttering down a farm that's been in their family for generations because of this new diagnosis, I can only imagine what that really it does feel like.
Rancher Kelly Decker struggled after her alpha-gal diagnosis in 2019. She and her husband raise beef cattle and sheep in north central Oklahoma.
For a while, it was hard mentally just trying to, like, grieve something that felt silly to me because I was like, it's meat. People give up meat all the time.
Decker considers herself lucky. Her allergies are manageable as long as she doesn't eat meat and is careful around their livestock. But she knows of producers with alpha-gal who've had to leave farming.
That would be devastating. My heart breaks for the people who have had to deal with that and have had to go through losing part of their identity from this allergy.
Decker says when that happens, the already small community of livestock producers gets even smaller. So she wants to see livestock and farming groups bring more attention to alpha-gal so that producers can navigate this growing issue. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Rebecca Smith.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Juliana Means. Reporting today contributed by Christine Herman, Rebecca Smith, Sam Nofsker, Mawa Iqbal, Adeline Moy, and Juliana Means. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Arjun Tucker. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.